on the offensive end. We saw how relentlessly Boston attacked him. They don't get here without him. But, JJ, I still think, as great as he is, there's another level there.
Well, with great players, there generally is another level. These guys constantly are looking for ways to improve. And I think the point you make is true. If you're going to get to this stage of the finals and play against a great basketball team, like you've been, you're going to be targeted on defense. You have to be able to play inside as well. And some of the thinking is, when we can decide you, the other thing is, we're going to be coming down. Marshall, Frank, I'm trying to make that thing about YouTube TV or my own, the way it is. Hey, thanks for being here.
I thought the stock just went off his thigh after the reach down.
Such a young player driving his tackle, TJ Washington just came to win. For the valuable experience having a new football game.
He wasn't in a great place when he was here. But he's in a great place now. And redemption you with these Mavericks really rejuvenated. He just fell off his company and skills, but that's his leadership skill to be able to lead. Not a Maverick.
You know, Lively, in 2 years, folks, his ceiling is so high, I wonder what that looks like.
I do have to go around.
White comes up
short. And going out of bounds with 2:15 remaining.
What's that?
Oh, look. What have you done? This year, game 6 in the conference finals. This year, the NBA championship coach got thrown right into the fire. I mean, he was named the interim head coach prior to last year's training camp, 4 or 5 days before training camp started, and that was coming off the finals appearance. Liverpool was the fourth assistant when they went to the finals.
This is his coaching experience prior to this position. Glenville State, Fairmount State, and the Maine Red Claws. And think about this. This is where Lance